middle, and a 12 megapixel normal camera at the bottom. It does have a LiDAR scanner, which is pretty cool. One thing that's not cool, however, is that Apple is still bragging that they have sapphire crystal covering on their camera lenses. They've never really talked about this in real life, nor does it benefit them in any way to keep mentioning it on their spec page. One, because it barely registers as sapphire, and two, it's not pure, as we've seen in my other video. And even more importantly, it has none of the protective properties that do come with pure sapphire. I accidentally started this test with a level 9, thinking it was 6, so let's just jump down to the wide angle. The regular wide angle camera lens clearly has scratches starting at level 6, 7, and 8. While we know from other sapphire screen phones, like the Kyocera Duraforce Ultra, that real sapphire doesn't start scratching until level 8. Apple either needs to ditch their sapphire claims or find a real sapphire supplier. Another thing that Apple doesn't mention very often, or probably should mention a little bit more, is that every Apple Store, data center, and operations facility are all carbon neutral. Apple has been using a small portion of their $200 billion cash reserve, about 3%, to invest in environmental projects around the world, restoring the rainforest and building green energy plants to counteract their entire carbon footprint. This is way cool, and I think every business should do this. And I don't want to sound indignant, but imagine what Apple could do with 4%, or even 10%. I don't know if Apple is saving up to buy the moon or what, since they are currently worth more than entire countries, like Canada, Italy, or Russia. I'm just not really sure what they're waiting for. The nice thing about this 6.7-inch, 120Hz ceramic shield display is that for some reason it's not burning under the heat from my lighter, which lets me talk for a really long time. Even though my phone was undamaged by flame, keep in mind that I buy my own devices, so my mom doesn't care what I do with them. But if your mom just bought you a new iPhone, and you take a lighter to it, you might not be around to watch my next video. So leave the professional burning stuff to me. The oleophobic coating is probably evaporated. I would test the fingerprint scanner if there was one, but there's not, so let's move on to the bend test. Since the iPhone 6, Apple has really improved in the rigidity department. The apps are quivering a bit in anticipation, and if you listen closely, there are a few subtle creaks and groans as it gets bent, but no catastrophic damage. When bent from the front, we have no additional sounds, and the phone remains super solid on all four sides. Another solid device from Apple. We'll have to see how much larger that battery is during the teardown. Hit that subscribe button so you don't miss it. This iPhone 13 Pro Max survives my durability test. How often do you replace your own phone? Let me know down in the comments. If you need protection for your device or a charging brick from Anchor, I'll leave those links down in the description.